Hi, welcome to Driven E-Commerce at Work, the podcast where we bring in conversations with e-commerce experts. And I'm your host, Chaitanya Mohan, product marketeer at Chloris. Each week, I'll bring you interesting topics in e-commerce marketing and operations for your distribution business so that you can go and implement it in your day-to-day life. Tune in every Tuesday and never miss an episode. Hello, listeners, and welcome back to yet another episode of 10 Minute Tuesdays with your host, Chai. As the fear of economic crisis looms on the horizon, companies across the world have had to cut back on their budgets. And obviously, one of the first places that sees significant financial cuts is the none other infamous marketing budget. As essential as these functions are for growth and development of a business, companies need to manage its marketing spend in line with what it earns. With less disposable income available for its broader economy, it makes sense for businesses to look at ways to shape budget demands that aren't critical to the business basics operation. However, this does not take away from the fact that designing effective campaigns are also one of the key factors that bring in revenue for the companies that are ultimately shaving off those marketing budgets. So, companies still want to develop campaigns that keep their products and services within the public eye. So on today's episode, I wanted to give you some insight about how you can get the most value out of your advertising, even on a shoestring budget. Number one, start with research. Now, you need to understand your audience and especially what your audience is going through before you launch any ad campaign. Are they in a position to buy? Are all their other systems such as logistics working? It only makes sense to advertise if people can still carry out normal buying activities. So, learning about what is happening with your audience so that you can make better decisions when designing your campaign and then allocating budget accordingly is going to be the first factors that you need to look into. And that will be research. Second will be focusing on results. So this is a crucial time for almost all businesses across the world, and it has never been more important to focus on advertising spend that is directly attributed to a result which can be monetized. Now, this may mean temporarily reducing your brand spend in favor of investments in performance-oriented marketing, but just keep an eye per acquisition. Is everything right with the kind of result that you're putting your money into? If the result is something that is a gradual, slow process and is providing a long-term impact, then you should go ahead by all means. But if it's not, then try it. If it fails, then just move on. The third tip would be something that not many people in the industry are aware about, and it's called amplifying earned media. So find positive articles written about your company or the problems your solutions solve for customers and amplify those articles via social media. Social media has never been stronger before, and this way you combine the credibility of third-party media with the precision targeting of digital advertising to get most bang for your buck. By combining them in this way, you'll be fully able to leverage your public relations efforts and your ad dollars, and this also goes on to amplify your social proof and builds trust and credibility with the product or company, depending on what sector you're in. That will actually help you grow revenue and increase your brand visibility. While you may be executing the first three strategies, you also need to be flexible and you need to listen. So during a crisis and before, companies need to build flexibility on their revenue and be able to shift messaging quickly with response to what's working within the market and not. So don't do something off-brand, but show you are listening and have empathy. Turn to social or earned media in times of crisis to reach your audience quickly, authentically, and rapidly on scale. And if able, realign the spend and messages to address your consumer needs at the time as they change. Since consumer needs will continue to evolve, it's important that you are also in a position to flexibly pivot from what you're doing to what you intend to achieve while you're also listening to what the consumer demands or requirements are. The best way to pay bills when it comes to marketing is to actually invest in acquisitions and SEO. This is a tip that a lot of people overlook when they're starting out, especially young startups. With many advertisers pulling back on ad spend and consumers spending more time online, now is the time to invest in acquisition efforts. You can do this by beginning to prioritize high and mid-funnel messages to build awareness, recall, and trust. Also consider investing more in SEO. A high-quality, relevant online experience will maximize sales potential and make it easy to keep that money flowing in. With the amount of marketing that you're doing, it only goes on to complement that on search. The next thing would be to look into doing fewer things, but doing them better. I get it. Operating on a shoestring budget is actually pretty difficult, and doing a lot of things, even though your heart so much desires, won't be possible. However, by doing fewer things and doing them better, you're in a competitive advantage over a lot of your competition who is trying to do everything but is gaining mediocre results. Focus on a few things and choose them based on the areas where you have the highest propensity to succeed. Build in the industries you already have built a reputation. Finally, go for one call to action and pour all your energy into it. Like, if you went on a first date and liked the person, all you'd want is a second date, which is your call to action, equivalent to a second date. This way, you start building customer loyalty, and through which you start increasing your sales eventually down the line. Even though if it's going to be a slow process, it's going to be a rewarding one. All these former tips actually work towards a single goal, which is to tie the advertising efforts directly to the revenue. So marketers and advertisers often don't like sales, preferring to live in a world of return on investment based on impressions, awareness, engagement, and brand visibility. As anti-ethical this may feel, in a crisis, you need to make your peace with sales. Trying your advertising efforts directly to revenue in short term will benefit your organization and give you the resources to invest in longer term experiments, innovations, and initiatives. This way, you can strategically position yourself to subside the crisis that is right before you while building a foundation for what the future marketing and advertising efforts are going to look like. But ultimately, the last and the most important tip is to send the right message to the right people. Now, more than ever, industries are decreasing or eliminating their media spends and reducing their budgets to go further than ever. So, without any dedicated and a sophisticated audience segmentation, brands are running the risk of delivering the same message to the customers over and over again, which might be ineffective without them knowing. So, you don't want to send the right message to the wrong people or vice versa. While even though the impressions may be very high, it is time to segment your audience more deeply by making user personas of everyone on every level inside the organization. So this would mean those people who purchase your products or have key decision-making capacity when purchasing the products. Could be senior level management in an organization or mid-level management in an organization. More often than not, by understanding what these corporate employees are looking for from your product or how the industry is evolving towards what your product is offering, you will be able to provide the right messaging to the right people. And this will also go on to make your results look more effective and efficient at the same time. It is time to segment your audiences deeply and make use of the best budget that you can allow for it to work with. This only goes on to tie up with the first point, that is to make sure that you do your research extensively. By doing a few of these tips or even deploying a combination of all of them while you're staying nimble and flexible, I'm pretty sure that you'll be able to manage your media ad spends effectively even on a shoestring budget and get the best bang out of your buck. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Stay tuned next week for another episode. Until then, have a happy new year and stay safe. Thank you for tuning in. This episode is brought to you by Chlorus. Chlorus is an integration platform built for B2B distributors, a leader in Epicor Profit 21 integration. Go visit our website at chlorus.com, that is www.chloras.com. Subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and leave us a review there. Until then, stay safe, and I'll see you in another episode.